Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Bias Football Takes podcast. I remain your fan, Arsenal fan, whose club sits at the top of the league, Obinna. And as always, my co-panelist, my co-host is here, Shemo.
Before I introduce myself, let me ask you a question. I'm going to say a line of a song. I want you to tell me the title of the song.
Okay.
Psst, I see dead people. Mustard on the beat.
I don't see dead people. Please, that's for.
What's the title of the song, please?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, so you know you're following the hip hop world.
I swear I can't reclaim a fan like that.
I mean, so the thing is, of all the artists in the world, right, I used to be a Kanye West fan. I used to love Kanye West until so many things happened. The man Kendrick came out, I was like, do I really want to like this guy? Because all the people that I've liked, they don't really disappoint me. I was like, you know, let me just keep this guy, you know, just keep him in the back burner. And he hasn't disappointed since. So, yeah. K-Dot.
Well,
kid for life.
I think it's childish, to be honest, grown men. But I mean, and now they're just, you know, like obviously, look at how they, I mean, I don't even know. It's look at how they're just embarrassing themselves. And then I hope people get to see, and I hope that the rap industry gets to undergo a massive transformation, because it's always women at the butt of the jokes. Now,
I just knew you're going to disappoint me.
No.
I knew you're going to take it there. I just knew.
Like, no,
I just
buddy. Knew I mean, you brought it here, so we have to explore it in all its facets.
No. I knew you're going to take it there. So regardless of what you say, right? I agree with you on our women's part. Unfortunately, one of the few places you can hurt a man. A man is talk about his money, his mother, his wife, or his women, and his kids. To that place, you can hurt a man. So obviously, and hip hop was created off the base of I'm better than you, I can do better than you, and you know.
I don't agree with that as what hip hop was created as.
That was how hip hop was created. Now, no, yeah, that's the base of hip hop. Hip hop. No, okay, so when you're rapping, what are you rapping about?
See, hip hop has undergone many evolutions. When it first came out, though, it was just people talking about the environment, the culture.
Environment and culture.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know what? Don't worry. This is a football show, because it seems you need to go back and read about hip hop rap culture. Anyway,
you need.
My name is Oluwaseyi Munsala, and I'm happy that one person is giving me joy right now. If my club is not giving me joy, at least.
Oh, Kendrick
is giving me joy. That's what I've
Drake is still the good. Actually, I don't mess with Drake. I actually don't like. I'm not really a Drake fan like that. But he has given us hits, so we have to give him his props for that.
It's fine.
Okay.
We have a very long show today. So let's try not to talk about us now.
No, we won't. But if it comes up, we'll talk about it.
No, you can touch it, but don't expand it too much on it.
Yeah. But I mean, look, they are the team at the top of the league. So we have to give them that due respect. Anyway, we'll talk about, obviously, as always, we will start the show with the review of the results from last weekend. And then it seems like Tottenham is falling apart. It doesn't seem like Tottenham has fallen apart. With their push for the top four. So we'll talk about Spurs and what the rest of the season, or how their season panned out. Then Chelsea seemed to be, you know, in a good run of form. And so we'll talk about Chelsea and what next season will hold for them. Serie A just concluded. So congratulations, Inter Milan. Inter Milan has wrapped up Serie A. So we'll just talk about Serie A briefly. Same thing for La Liga and Madrid, so congratulations to both teams. The Champions League was this week, the semifinals, and they were both games were just amazing for different reasons. But one player that stood out over the course of both legs was Jadon Sancho, who, as we all know, is a Manchester United reject. So we'll talk about the Sancho problem that United, the Jadon problem that United has. And then in line with the Champions League discussion, Madrid did what they typically do, which is find a way to get to the final. This time around, Bayern Munich was the victim. And so talk about the game, even though I feel like Bayern was robbed at the end of the game, but that's fine. We'll talk about that. And then we'll talk about the penultimate game week for most teams this weekend, including the big clash between Manchester United and Arsenal. So this from this past weekend, the results were quite interesting because there were some midweek games. But early off, the first game, Arsenal Bournemouth, quick 3-0 for Arsenal. Brentford Fulham 0-0. Burnley Newcastle 4-1 to Newcastle, which damaged Burnley's aspirations for leaving the relegation zone. Nottingham Forest beat Sheffield 3-1, which bolstered their chances of staying in the league next season. And then City beat Wolves 5-1. And then on Sunday, Brighton beat Villa 1-0, and that affected or that damaged Villa's Champions League prospects. Chelsea beat West Ham 5-0. And then Liverpool beat Tottenham 4-2, also damaging their chances for Champions League next season. And they couldn't capitalize on Villa losing, okay? And then on Monday, well, obviously, once again, Manchester United lost 4-0 to Palace. Yeah, and it could have been 7. And now Chelsea's ahead of them. So what games caught your attention and why, Shem?
Well, I would say I think the game I watched diligently was Manchester City Wolves. That's one of those few games that when he got the first penalty, my heart was beating really hard because I was scared. I was scared he was going to miss that penalty and change the course of the game. But once he scored that first goal, I knew it was over for Wolves. I was really happy. I celebrated, man. I celebrated really hard.
Why?
I know. It's a City United now. It's a City United. I really celebrated that. And I liked how El Alan took his third goal. That was and that's part of the things that when people say Alan is not doing well or he's not adding too much to the game. I'm like, dude, he doesn't do anything. First time passes, allow him go one on one with defenders. Very few people can hold him on that run. Like when the ball is like in pace, is right in front of him, or just puts it on the plate for him. Like he does really, really well with it. And the way he shrugged that guy off. And he didn't even touch the ball twice. Bam, scored. And it was like a shock to the keeper because in that position, you want him to make another touch so I can see the post. Nope. It was just bam. And I mean, he answered the critics. People were saying that he's a championship player. Like, someone scored over how many goals last season. And people are saying he's not good enough. He needs to ask.
Who was it that said that? Is Manchester United legend?
Yeah, Roy Keane.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But he's not the only one that has that opinion. A lot of people have that opinion about Haaland. He's not the only one. And I don't agree with that because imagine a player like that has the capability of scoring 4 goals in a game. You know, sit him down and say, I need to hold the ball this way. I need to... Dude, like, what else do you want him to do? He's doing the crux of why we are playing the game, score the goals. I understand that, yes, he might need to add a little bit to this game. But how do you talk to a player like that? How do you not make that side of his game more pronounced that you're making him look like he's deficient? You have to encourage him to go to places because by the time you're not messing up with his brain, but you're making him think, then you don't have a Jackson problem where you're overthinking the ball.
Yeah, so a Jackson problem. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. For a striker, because I had a discussion with a few people this weekend and what they were saying, I'm like, I don't agree because if I have a player like that, I honestly don't know what I'm going to tell
you. You can't compare Haaland and Jackson, though.
No. I'm saying...
Yeah, I know you did not, but I'm just saying, like, you can't put them in the same sentence.
I am not... Forget about that. I'm just saying that when you talk to a player too much, then the player start thinking. And as a striker, you don't want your striker to think.
Pep, they talk to her, Pep talks to Haaland a lot, and we don't mind me. Don't mind me.
You don't want your striker to think too much, because once the striker starts thinking too much, then it becomes a problem for everybody. You want that instinctiveness that people like Robin Van Persie had, Owen added to. You know, you just want to just do it. You don't need to think. But anyway, which like game? But did you watch the game? I'm sure. Yeah, you did. You watched the, at the beginning when they scored the penalty, and a lot of Arsenal fans, I saw them. They were texting me. They're like, "Oh, you're not watching the game anymore because it's over."
Yeah, there's no point.
You know, they want to eat to watch, but unfortunately, the team you want to eat to watch, they are so good.
It's the same way you try to do that. Some people try to do that for Bournemouth. They thought they could stop our.
No. I think Bournemouth obviously should not be beating Arsenal. Like, it's obvious. So, it's not. There's no discussion on that.
Well, has been beating United.
Then, Chelsea West Ham. Chelsea West Ham was one of those games that. I think we'll talk about Chelsea. Let's ignore that. Let's ignore Tottenham too. Brighton, Aston Villa. You said better they are Aston Villa's chances of making Champions League top four.
At the time,
yes. But again, that's one of the problems these kind of teams have, and they need to watch out for it next season, where they get tired. Arsenal had the issue last season. The teams get tired and they struggle. Because Aston Villa lost in Europe this today after before the recording. So yeah, they play tired. You can tell that there's no extra jet. I mean, they might have an extra jet to go, but you can tell that they are tired. That's just
I think they have a problem with they have a lot of injuries as well. So
yes.
So, because I mean, they have players who are all similar in when I say similar, like you have good replacements for the starting level, but there's some sort of drop in quality, right? So, it's a problem when several important players are injured, and Ollie Watkins, while he's having a fantastic season, he can't carry the team by himself, you know. So. Yeah.
Why are you using injury excuse for them?
Because as your coach has said,
forget about the coach. Toba, you have you're a man of yourself.
Yeah, I've said
speak for yourself.
Injuries play a part. I mean, they play a part in how a team performs over the course of a season, right? If you have an idea of how you want to play, but then your players and you start the season off with certain players. But then somewhere along the line, for example, Saliba getting injured last season, that affected. I mean, how do you replace the Saliba with a Rob Holding?
Is it disgrace that you are still hanging on that nonsense narrative? Because in general terms, you know who I'm talking to, so don't let us dwell on that. I don't believe in injuries.
I know you really don't, and
so let's just move on. Let's just move on that. There's no need for us to dwell on that. But which game? Okay, yes, Nottingham Forest, Luton Town, Sheffield, Everton. Everton is gone.
Everton.
So Nottingham Forest now, they know they appealed their two point deduction? I think it's 4 point deduction. Is it 4 point or 2 point? I can't remember.
So they seem to be safe though for now.
It's 4 points. 4 point deduction. I just checked. So they appealed it and they got the result back, and no. They still have to pay that 4 points. So they need to win their games. They are kind of safe now.
They just need to win. They just need to win.
The last two games.
I mean, there are two games left.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So they are 3 points clear. So if they win both games, then they are safe.
What do you mean? They just need to. they need to win the games. It's not easy.
They play Chelsea and then if they beat Burnley on the last day of the season.
So that should be enough for them.
That's easy,
They should be able to beat Burnley. They should, because I feel like they're stronger than Burnley. I don't feel like so.
They play Chelsea. That's a tricky one.
They probably most likely lose to Chelsea. But Everton is one team that I would say I'm impressed by what they did this season, and I feel like all things being equal, apart from like winning the league or carrying the team entering top four for the first time in a while, I feel like they should give Everton maybe coach of the year. But
Wait, it's not nominated though.
I know, at least I saw it that he wasn't nominated. I saw it, but I was just thinking that because a lot of distractions came and Shondai was able to like navigate that whole mess because twice, like being disrupted twice in the season is crazy. It's enough to just kill your morale, and they were able to hold on and not relegate. So, but it's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Well,
what game?
speaking
What
of
game?
speaking okay, what games caught my eye? I knew that. So I don't know where this Crystal Palace's coach came from, but since he joined, they have been playing exceptional football. It's not just that they've been winning games, but the way they've been scoring, the way they've been playing teams. That Liverpool game, my goodness, they were so good. And then obviously against you guys, sure, I'm sorry, and I know you say I'm hating, but they battered you guys, man.
Yes, now I mean, so I don't know if anybody thought otherwise. Crystal Palace was going to beat us. There was no escaping. There was no escaping at all, regardless of if we were injured or
I
whatever.
love it.
It wasn't. I said it on the show. Now there was nothing. I mean, the moment you have those two boys playing, one of
Yeah.
them played against us. Was it the FA Cup or I can't remember Carling Cup or first leg or something? One of was the Carling Cup. Was it the Carling Cup? Yeah. Only one of them is they played against us. It came on around 65 minutes. Throughout to the end of the game, nobody could get the ball off him. Nobody could mark him and get the ball off him. You now have two of them at the
Serious.
same time against United. There was nothing. There was like even when we're good, it would have been a tough game. Probably would have won the game like 1-0, maybe like 3-2. But not that way we are right now. We are so bad that it was inevitable. They were doing passing to each other,
Yeah, they were
doing
doing fancy skills. I say yes,
yeah.
more of that.
That's not that. Yeah, there's no. I mean, I don't think there's any discussion about that. Like, it's.
Yeah, and then obviously like Arsenal, straightforward win. So I guess that then takes us to the games that we haven't talked about.
Sports. Yeah.
Tottenham Liverpool game. So what's happening there? I guess let me lay this thing. So at the start of the season, well, in the summer it was announced that Ange Postecoglou joined Tottenham, right? And then, the season started. The preseason came. They won a couple of games, but it was clear that like he was focused and trying to steer the team towards playing, this high line attacking style of football. No emphasis on defending. And they won, I think six of their first seven games or something like that. And everyone was like, oh wow, Tottenham is actually going to go for the title this season. And then around November, James Maddison got injured, Van der Ven got injured. And then they played Chelsea, I think around that period as well. And Chelsea beat them, where Nicholas Jackson scored that ridiculous hat trick. And so,
And they play City another time too, and you City.
yes, oh yes, the drew City as well. So everyone was like, okay, these guys, they still have some metal to them. When they drew City, of course. But then it just now in this latter part of the season, they've just not been it. I mean, they've been losing games. I think they've lost four in a row now. And it doesn't look good for them because they are set to miss out on Champions League. They are currently 7 points behind Aston Villa with, I mean, they have a game in hand, but there are three games left. So, yeah, what do you think about them? And how do you rate their season?
I read their season.
After losing Harry Kane,
I
of
don't care
course.
about that, please. I don't.
No,
I'm not the
I'm
first
just
person.
setting the scene now. I
I
know you.
don't. You people just be giving excuses because I know when the manager came in, people were like, "Oh, he's doing it without Harry Kane. is the next best thing after Sir Alex Ferguson, all those talk. I knew it, like it's Spurs. No matter how you do it, it's still Spurs. Like they're not doing it. If I want to rate their season, I'm going to rate their season same as last season. Like there's no addition, there's no subtraction. Really, honestly, like, and one thing about life is if people like you, you get away with a lot of things. A lot of pundits are like, oh, Angie is a man to stick to, all because he's playing high line and doesn't want to defend when he's supposed to defend. That's all. That's no. all. He hasn't done anything different no. from. I'm just telling you, that's the major reason why. Because tell me why you would be losing 5 games in a row and nobody's saying, let's check. They're like, oh, Spurs needs to stick with him. It's a man to stick with. I'm like, because I know a manager came in from the very first day, he had issues. Two of them, but all because they don't like those managers. Now, because the manager that speaks, that says mate after every sentence he makes.
Oh, she'll go kill
so
me.
That's why everybody's is covering to him, or quote unquote, he says the truth, which eventually came to come and bite his ass. Blip that part. But anyway, they're not doing anything new. He still Spurs. We'll see next season. It's going to be some of the same. They will sack him eventually, and everybody will be happy.
So if you want them to sack him, what
no, 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 no. I'm not saying they sack him more. I'm saying that's what Spurs will do. It's some of the same. He's not doing anything new. I'm not saying they sack him.
But then, okay. But then, what are your thoughts on keeping coaches letting coaches go, I guess is what I should say. Letting coaches go after a season. I mean, don't you think that given, first of all, Harry Kane was such a big player at Tottenham, right? And he had been there for so long. Losing him was always going to be huge, right? So that and not having a recognized striker. I mean, Richarlison is not a striker, right? So that's, and Son also is not a striker. So that was always going to be tough building a team around that. But Tottenham, they played good football this season, and you can't deny that. You may say.
So is there a question in this, please? Is there
yeah,
a question?
Yeah. Let me finish.
Okay.
So the question is, why are you, what are your thoughts on teams giving managers time to develop and build the sort of team that they need and that they
okay.
want?
Yes. So let me start from what you said, that they don't have striker, they don't have this hurricane left. You know that Bible passage where is it 10 virgins, 5 slept and did not prepare to get oil. When the
wow, I don't know that too.
When the groom now came and they were not prepared, they were like, "Oh, I wish I had gone out to go and get oil." If you don't prepare, trust me.
What a crazy analogy!
If you don't prepare, trust me, your season will not be nice. It's not an excuse that you went during summer. You knew Arike was going to leave. He's not going to the market to buy a recognized striker. He decided to buy Maddison, which was good, a good buy. You know,
that was a very good buy.
And Maddison, if you know Maddison's history, you know that he doesn't go full season out. At the beginning, he becomes out. Middle of season, he gets injured. Then at the end of season, he does wobbles and just finishes the season. So you know that, right? If you don't know that, that means you failed in that scouting department. So whose fault is that? If you don't prepare again, you fail. Now, to your question of letting a manager go after a season, it depends. It depends on the club. It depends on your goal or your goals for that season. It depends on how big your club is. There are tiers of clubs. If you're in Madrid, you don't expect anybody to give you time for one season. There's no such thing. Except maybe Ancelotti. Even in Ancelotti time, if Ancelotti did not win something this season, and with the way they've played this season, Madrid fans will have had the excuse to say, oh, they should start Ancelotti. Knowing fully well that man has worked out in the league for them. So, Barcelona won league last season. They won Xavi out. You know, it depends. Arsenal, you know, their aim in those days used to be top four. That's why they stuck with Mr. Arteta. What Arteta did at Arsenal can only happen at Arsenal at that level.
What
it cannot happen, it cannot wait. You ask me a question now. It cannot happen at a place like Bayern or at a place like Madrid, Barcelona, even Juve, you know. But again, it can happen at United because now United they don't have direction, so it can happen at United. And it's happening at Arsenal. So it depends on what your goal is. West Ham.
Wait.
Let me finish.
Okay.
West Ham. Guy, yeah, we said we won't talk about Arsenal now. Wenger. Sorry. West Ham. West Ham. They won Conference League last season. This season, like, we're not playing good football. We are struggling. Knowing fully well that they're in Europe and they have a lot of injuries. They're like, no, this man has to leave. And the man is leaving. So it just depends on what your goal is for that season. Bayern, after the board scattering their whole, you know, backroom, what's it called? Sensibility. Because we used to rank Bayern as a well-run club, part of the well-run clubs in the world. And they fell everybody's hands in the past two or three seasons. Knowing that, they still sacked their manager. Now, they don't have anybody that wants to go there too. Now, so, but yeah, it just depends. Yeah, it depends on what your goal is.
No, but I mean, still, okay, apparently,
they want to do a switch. They're not going to Bayern and Tuchel coming to United. Ah, good, that's so fun.
No, but so going off of that, then you should that means you would want Liverpool to have, or you're saying that Liverpool should have, because Liverpool, what Arsenal is doing is what Liverpool did with Klopp.
Yes,
can we agree on that?
No. So, again, what I'm saying is it depends on what your set goals are for that period and for that season. For Klopp, right? They were like, you were like 8 or 9 or something. They were really bad. Mm-hmm. They were really, really bad for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, someone coming in and showing semblance of something.
Mm-hmm.
They got to final that season. Now they got to final. Happy is they were spanked, but there was something like you could tell that this guy was going to play center type of football. That not like it changed fully, but it was in a very good direction. So they stuck with him.
So then why the are you picking Arsenal? Because after our first season, we won the FA Cup. So why are you putting Arsenal in the brackets of teams that don't have direction? That's what I want to understand.
Forgive me.
Take that back. Is all I'm saying.
Forgive me to make this analogy. I don't know if I should make the analogy.
No, make it.
Let me just skip it. I don't want to go viral.
Make it.
No, I don't want to do that. English is not your problem, is it?
English.
I said it depends on what your goal is, and I said that can happen at Arsenal. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a bad thing that Arsenal give. What's his name at that time? I'm saying what Arteta did at Arsenal cannot happen at another certain type of clubs because of what they are trying to achieve, what their goal is. So don't misquote me. So for Liverpool, so and for Tottenham, I don't know what their goal is, honestly, maybe to make top four, but 100% their goal would not be winning the league, except not deceive themselves. So that's why they would stick with Angie. Which he has not done anything different, you know. So next season, if he does something, you know, he might move, he might not move. Maybe third season they will sack him because they'll be like, oh, they're supposed to be winning the league. Which, if they're truthful to themselves, they're not even in conversation. So, yeah, that's my take.
All I'm saying is I don't discount teams that show potential. Because that's what everybody did to Leicester, and then they surprised everybody. Anyway,
in what sense? Shade, Tottenham.
I know, not just Tottenham. I mean, it's the same way. I know you always discounted Arsenal, but yeah.
No. Forget about Arsenal. Left. So, what team? Forget about Arsenal. What team? Like you say, we're a discount team. I don't know what Tottenham has done differently. I mean, maybe I'm not speaking English. Maybe I should get someone that will translate what I'm saying to Igbo to you. I don't know what Tottenham has done differently from Pochettino till date.
So if they take points off of City, will you not accept that? Okay, these guys, something is happening here, and
it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant.
Why?
Honestly, irrelevant because. How has your season gone? You taking off City, point off City, is just a matter of, oh, you're playing against the team that potentially will win the league and it's a big game for you. So you want to be serious, and that's all.
No, so they would have taken off at least what they drew, so 2 points, and at least 4 points off of City this season. Four of six.
To what end? You will not make top four. To what end?
No, but but you're the one who's always saying that top four is not an aspiration. So like
No. For a certain type of clubs, again, certain type of clubs. I'm not saying for example, Aston Villa making top four is huge for them.
Yes.
And Newcastle making top four, regardless of their history, was huge for them. So Chelsea making top four would not be huge because I mean, like, I'll be making top four. So why is it special? But not making top four is a failure.
Making top four for United is huge, though. Do you agree?
Let's continue.
Okay. What are your thoughts on Chelsea?
Yeah. I guess they are beginning to get into their stride. I would say maybe they are beginning to understand themselves. They are beginning to get in the loop of things. If they can continue like this for next season, there's something. And if they can get a striker. You know, Lukaku is still on loan from Chelsea. And I'm hearing that it's Lukaku plus money for Osimhen.
Yeah.
You so know, I literally forgot that Lukaku is still a Chelsea player. Because someone told me that, oh, Lukaku plus more. Osimhen. Roma wants to buy sign Osimhen. Okay. No, they've told me in Syria. But yeah.
There is something too that Poch has done that I think he has not been given credit for. And that's taking Enzo off the starting 11.
Enzo is injured now, so he had no choice but to bring.
No. But you can see that this Chelsea is a better team without Enzo now.
But he's injured now. Enzo is injured.
But I'm saying that it's funny. It's not funny. It's clear that they're a better team without him on the pitch, because now he and Gallagher no longer occupy pretty much the same spaces, and Caicedo now has more. Because I feel like when he's playing, he confuses both Caicedo and Gallagher. And so what ends up happening is that none of them now end up doing what they are supposed to do because he's there. Also, Palmer and Madueke seem to have a very good relationship. It's still early, obviously. Everyone knows my position on Nicholas Jackson. I think that the guy sucks. But Pochettino.
Hold on. If you have Zo, why are you kidding?
Who am I?
For the midfield.
I'm trying to.
Just a midfield.
It'll be opponents.
For that, you got to be opponent. You want to be a spine. What I'm going to see on the chest. Do
something. Again, you just can play up name and profile of what is it? Because that Chelsea and Palmer is Kalaga.
See, you want to do it.
Go with.
I'll go with Enzo. Okay, I'll go with Enzo. Shall you call that question? In fact, if it's no balance, because if this is
first
going to go, doesn't rotate. We have managers like Ancelotti that would bring in a player from the bench, and the player is happy to play. Because he knows that he's going to have a playing time. He's going to start me at some point.
Yeah.
We'll play FA Cup. We'll play Carling Cup. You're playing the same set of players.
And you wonder why they get injured.
Exactly. That's my point. They will get injured. I now come out and say, oh, I have so many injuries. Like, come on now. Come on now. No, I don't miss any game United because of injury. This is the time against Crystal Palace that he wasn't going to play because of injury. That tells you a lot. You can rotate these players. They can share time. That's why you bench. Like Doku, not complain. See, complain. Manage KDB. Complain. Just that reason why you're playing. Because I'm not good. Not sitting into your style, but because you to rest leg. Or wait, that might not be used the game. People like Ferguson had a lot of players that he would bench. Jesus Park will not play throughout the season. No. He will tell you, I have 2 games for you to play this season. And Jesus Park will come out. Aston will suffer. He said, this game, I want you to do that. We're going to play Arsenal in 1 month. So go on vacation. Go and rest your head. When he comes back, he's going to kill everybody. Carrick, for the first 6 months, you will see Carrick anyway. But let's the second half of the month come. You now see Carrick. You have to be back. But anyway, I saw his video of him dancing on the table, singing Adele. I'll never find someone like you. I was like, he was happy. I was seeing him smile. I'm like, I don't see this guy smile like this for United. It's painful. And you have a lot of United fans that want him gone. In my mind, I'm like, you have a quality player and you want to chase him away. Mm-hmm. Do you know how difficult you get a quality player like that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, we can only wish him the best in his Champions League endeavors. Yeah, that's it. We just have to wish him the best. Okay. With that, we've come to the end of this episode. But obviously, we have to do the predictions.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I have some things I want to talk about before you can go on. I want to talk about Mark Ogden. I don't even know the guy. He's a correspondent for, I think, The Athletic and ESPN for United.
Yes.
That guy is a hypocrite.
Why?
So all the other managers have come from, I think, Van Gaal all the way to Mourinho before Ole. Any small team, the manager needs to leave. It's the manager's fault for player not playing well. The manager's fault for not being the best out of the players. Now, from Ole to Ten Hag, he's putting his fingers at the players, which is ridiculous, which I find absurd and ridiculous. stay. And this kind of mouthpiece, they have influence on the owners, because the owners will feel like that is the temperature of the fans. And the fans also look at these writers and this huge quote unquote football journalist, and they use their opinions as theirs. So it's like they're like the people that influence everything.
And it's like a feedback loop where, you know,
yes,
they create the news and then they report the news and then
And they can now see their own opinion about it. So with that said, I don't feel like United would let Ten Hag go. I won't be surprised if they don't let him go. I will be shocked if they sack him at this point.
I want them to be shocked. I want them to keep him. I think.
I know you'll be happy now because United is struggling. It's fine.
No. There's a coach in there somewhere.
Okay. No problem.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I have a question before you go. Sorry.
Sure.
So, between Invincibles and Bayer Leverkusen, because they didn't lose that game today. They drew and they scored their two goals towards the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Between if Bayer Leverkusen ends the season not losing any game anywhere,
mm-hmm.
they play football. Between Invincibles and Bayer Leverkusen, which season was better? Which unbeaten one would be better?
Well, if they go ahead and win the Europa League, of course theirs will be better. But for me, which is more relevant? Obviously, you know my answer.
Which is more relevant?
Which one do I take more joy at having witnessed? Of course, it's Arsenal's one.
Okay. So you're saying it based on as an Arsenal fan?
No. I answered your question. I said if they go ahead and win the Europa League, of course theirs will be a bigger feat.
Okay.
However, to me,
as an Arsenal fan,
no, as a fan of good football, and for sentimental reasons,
of as course, an Arsenal fan,
yes.
Okay.
It's just like, okay, if they go ahead, which is a bigger feat? If they go ahead of beating and win this thing, and then United's treble season, which is a bigger
that's not one for one now, guy.
What do you mean it's not one for one? No, that's so everybody has, again, and I said this on an earlier episode, everyone has something that they hold on to as significant. You can ask some people and they'll say, oh, it's in the Bundesliga. It's not a big deal. So, and by the way, the other things that I've done unbeaten too. I hope you know that.
Okay.
Okay, so Yeah.
I mean, what do I do with that information?
No, I'm just letting you know. So it's not as if they are the first to do it either.
Okay, so you are not the first to do it too, right?
No. No, 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 no. I think we were the... Okay, obviously, minus the other Celtic. I think the Celtic team did it a long time ago.
So I don't know why you're citing them not being the first to do it.
No.
I don't understand.
So your question then becomes... See, let's not argue, Abeg. We've had a good show this week. All right.
They're going to kill me.
Fulham City.
Oh, well, City has to beat Fulham. You have to. If he takes Pep to skit up, and you give him a drug to reduce his age when he was go back to when he was in midfield for Barcelona, we have to take him to another pitch to win again. If he takes Ojoro, if he takes the VR machine, catching virus, and then counting wrong goals, yeah, they have to win that game. They have to.
I ask you, who will win? Not who.
City should you have to. They have to win that game. I don't care who will win. If City draw that game, man, just know that something died in me. Just that something just died in me. I won't enjoy football like I enjoy it ever again.
Anyway, so you're saying City? I say Fulham. No, actually, I say draw. I say draw.
I say. You know what I said? I say if City draw that game.
Yeah.
Something died in me.
That's fine.
Something died in me.
That's fine. I need that. I see a draw. Bournemouth, Brentford.
That'd be a good game. Bournemouth. Then that'll be a very good game. Everton should be Sheffield. Everton. But they can draw that game too. Because those people, because they're very qualified, and they'll be like, come on, not too much what they want to do.
Sheffield might score first, but they'll still lose. Everton will win. Newcastle, Brighton.
These are not nice games this weekend, though.
Yeah, they're nice games.
Newcastle should.
Is that St. James?
Yeah. Because they want to catch up with Spurs if they can.
Yeah.
To be in that fifth position.
Yeah. Yeah, Newcastle. Newcastle have it. They'll win that game.
Because Brighton now they're struggling.
Spurs Burnley.
Almost Spurs are supposed to beat Burnley now.
Spurs they'll beat Burnley and use that confidence.
They're supposed to beat them.
West Ham Luton.
Oh, West Ham. Yeah, they will do send off for Moyes. But Moyes is on the tour.
Farewell
tour.
And they have to win this one because they are going to City last day and City they'll collect.
We mold them. Cover another hole. inside them.
they'll beat West Ham. West Ham will beat Luton. Wolves Palace. Wow.
That's an explosive game. Where are these
games?
Palace.
I say Palace.
Who set this game up, man?
I say Palace.
If those three men, those three black men, if they play together, I don't think anybody can stop them.
Mateta.
I don't think anybody can stop them. I'm surprised you didn't even talk about Casemiro. I'm really shocked.
No.
Nottingham Forest, Chelsea.
There's nothing to talk about.
Nottingham Chelsea, please.
Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea to beat them. Chelsea will give them heartbreak.
Okay, and then on Sunday.
Wait, the games on Sunday. Damn.
Manchester United, Arsenal.
Come on, it would be a shame if Arsenal doesn't be United.
The question is,
so I'll pick Arsenal. I'll pick Arsenal.
Okay.
Because at this point, there's nothing, man. There's nothing.
How did it hurt you to say that?
I face reality.
I like that. I like that.
I don't be blinded by bias. By bias. So.
Okay. Well, Arsenal will win that match. I can tell you that for free. And then Aston Villa, Liverpool.
I feel like Liverpool will beat these people. I feel like it.
Yeah. I need Liverpool to win that game, actually. I need Liverpool.
Why?
To win it. Because that then gives Tottenham another chance to now go and if they win their game, they have a shot. They can close the gap on Champions League.
So I shall be serious with City.
They not beat City, yeah.
Yeah, a joker. A big joker.
Okay.
But I feel like Liverpool will win that game. feel like you're... I don't know how you trust Tottenham that much. Yeah. I don't know how you feel. I don't know how you feel like you trust them.
Yeah, I need Liverpool to win that game.
But if any team can beat City or draw City, it's Tottenham.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I need Liverpool to win that match.
Quick early prediction. UCL final. Quick.
Dortmund.
Okay. I mean,
That's my heart, obviously. That's what my heart wants.
Prediction.
My heart wants Dortmund. My head says Madrid. So, but unfortunately, I'll give it to Madrid 2-1.
Because they've been there before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I feel like if anything can beat them in that final, it'll be Dortmund. Unfortunately, Dortmund don't have enough experience.
They don't have the experience, yeah.
To manage emotions. So, because, yeah. See, really both of well. Them, they play both really of them are chaotic. Both of them are very chaotic guy.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's why, like, when people saw them how they played PSG. All their games, not even PSG before PSG, you know, PSG beat them in group stage.
No, they beat PSG in group stage, so both teams,
no,
yes,
yeah, both beat each other.
Yes,
are you sure?
Yes, Dortmund finished that group top that group. It was PSG, Newcastle, Dortmund, and I think Sociedad. Yeah, Dortmund was first.
So they beat each other, right?
Yeah, but yeah.
So if you have followed them from that group stage. I don't know why people would think that PSG will beat them.
Yeah.
Because they're so chaotic.
No, they play really well. Yeah, they play really well. They play really well.
I feel like this is
and they've qualified for Champions League this season again.
They have?
They qualified, yeah.
I'm so happy for them. Oh, they're fifth. Yeah. I'm so happy for them.
Yeah.
Imagine such a winning the Champions League and coming back home. We just say... He'll put his medal on the table.
Talk to me nice.
Like, put it on the table. And it's a problem for the manager. Because...
Yeah. You can't now like play that. Him. You can't now not play him.
Apparently, his loan deal ends, I think, the day before the Champions League final.
Ah, he has to play that thing, you
know. But it doesn't matter. If Dortmund wins, you get his medal. So...
No, but they need him now.
Yeah, they need him. I know how. They need him bad.
Because he's putting in defensive shift as well as, you know, attacking as well. So.
Imagine, though, Sancho, that they said he needed him in the final. Do you know how crazy that is? But for United, they won't play him.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, thank you. Thank you for showing up this time around. Thank God for life.
All right. Thank God. Next week, we'll discuss midweek after the Spurs City game. Actually, yeah, we can predict that game because is that the only game midweek game?
I think so. United has the game too. United has a game. Let me check.
Calling United.
Yeah,
United has a game. Newcastle on Wednesday. Who? Your prediction?
Oh, so for Tottenham, for City, I'm on City, man. City all the way. I don't care what Tottenham wants to do. In fact, that game, they will fight each other out. Like, I don't know what they want to do. City must win that game. So, City, for you, who's winning it?
Tottenham.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then Brighton, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea.
Mm. United,
Newcastle. Newcastle is beating United. There's nothing that's going to do in that game.
Wow, we are agreeing. Wow.
There's nothing United in that game.
Well. That's it for the show. All right, then we'll see you. Let's record on Wednesday then.
Hopefully, thank you. We'll talk. All right. Yeah, everyone, right. Thank you for listening. For listening, thank you. We appreciate your support.
All right,
next time we'll catch. Yeah.
Thanks.